Next up on the teleconference is Northwestern's Joe McEwen. The Wildcats are the number 12 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face number 13 Wisconsin in a first-round game on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us. Would you mind offering some opening comments? Then we'll open the call for questions.
My pleasure. Thank you. We're excited to play. We had a big win yesterday against Rutgers. And, looking forward to getting to Indy and, seeing if we can do some damage. And, we've had some tough injuries all year and a very young team, but I feel like we're really dangerous. And we're one of those teams that, I'm hoping it's going to be like 2 years ago when we caught fire and made a run to the semifinals and won, played four games in 4 days. So, again, everybody here at Northwestern is looking forward to it.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions from the media at this time.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star number one. Again, that's star one. Our first question is from Chrissy Winter-Scott with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Chrissy. How are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good.
With the challenges that you had this year with injury, how did you continue to motivate the team, even though on paper, without the bodies that you wanted to have out there healthy and ready to go, how did you manage that this season?
Well, I think our staff and our players did a great job because they just treated every practice like it was October. And, we just stayed together as a team. I know there's a lot of cliches, but these guys, I'm just really proud of them because they never let anything get them down, and we just kept bouncing back and tried to stay insulated really as a team and, try not to get caught up in distractions and, some negative things on the outside that, come with every game, win or lose. So I give my team a lot of credit.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Chris.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press stars and the number one in your telephone keypad. Our next question is from Vera Jones with the Big Ten Network.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Vera. How are you?
Good. You just made a comment about making that run a couple of years ago. My question really speaks kind of to an overview of what does it take, in your estimation, to win four games in 4 days or five games in 5 days, whatever the case may be. What are some of those key ingredients? How do you keep your team fresh?
Yeah, ironically, 2 years ago, we lost Maggie Lyon, one of the all-time great players we ever had here. She did not play in the tournament, and I think our players just rallied. We were loose. It didn't put a lot of pressure on. That team was ranked 12th in the country and was coming off an NCAA tournament the year before. So, they also had some experiences, but I think you got to just let them be free, and not clog up scouting reports in their head. Just let them play. And, I think that's going to be our goal. We always talk about the paralysis of analysis. And, I feel like, when you get into March, it's the third season or the postseason. And it's been a long year. So I think it's got to be fun for them. You just got to, my goal would be to let them play have fun with it I think that's what we did 2 years ago.
We often talk about depth. Do you find yourself trying to, manage minutes, or is that an active thought process for coaches going through this of, hey, we might have to stay ready for the next day, so we might want to bench this person a little while longer? Or is that still, that's not part of it?
Yeah, I think when you're playing in that first day, and we've been fortunate enough to have double byes, but we've also played that first day a couple times too. And I think the biggest thing there is that you're not going to play the second day till you get through the first day. So I think you have to do everything you can, to win that game. And it's hard, I think, to rest players when you're going to be in a dogfight. And, I think this time of year players want to play. Coaches want to practice,
Okay.
So
thanks, Joe.
That's kind of my outlook on it.
Okay.
Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. That's star, then the number one.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Look forward to it.